Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today with Don Close, Rabo Agri Finance. We're talking cool in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. A live event in our neck of the woods. We're talking about the 2019 Tallgrass Yearling Auction of Superior Video Livestock Auction happening Thursday, June 20th. It'll be in Pawhuska at the Event Center of the Pioneer Women Mercantile in downtown Pawhuska. 8 a.m. is the sale time. 7:30 before that for the Superior Sunrise event on Dish Network 997. That's the SLA TV channel. And, of course, we've also got it on SuperiorClickToBid.com. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, folks, at 1-800-422-2117. Still time to register for your buyer number as well. The Tallgrass Auction, Thursday, June 20th in downtown Pawhuska at the Pioneer Woman Mercantile Event Center. 8 a.m. Central Time. You don't want to miss it. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. The mandatory country of origin labeling law that we had in place here in the U.S. against cattle coming in from Canada and Mexico, ruled illegal by the World Trade Organization. Most in the U.S. cattle industry feel that it was a failed policy, but there are those groups that want mandatory country of origin labeling brought back. Don Close with Rabo Agri Finance says if you take a close look at what really happened in the U.S. market and in the Mexican market, you can see how much of a disaster M-Cool really was for the U.S. cattle industry.
The initial discount on Mexican feeder cattle into the U.S. were as high as $150 a head, as cattle feeders were just bidding in absolute uncertainty. As we got into Cool and it was implemented, we kind of knew more what to expect. That discount was still $50 a head, and that was a dockage to Mexican producers, but that was also pay for the segregation of those cattle at the feed yard, the isolation and matching a single day a week that the plants that were killing Mexican cattle would accept them, and then the segregation of that product through the cold storage facilities and the labeling of the U.S. label. Well, at the end of the day, all of that money was absorbed and just added cost. Nobody was a net winner. Everybody was a loser. And with the labeling of the product, you know, we found over time U.S. consumers didn't care. So we added a lot of cost to the production process with no identified benefits. But the unexpected consequence of that, because Mexican beef cattle feeders and processors were able to buy those domestic cattle at the same discount, they were seeing incredible opportunities on feeding cattle and processing in Mexico. So we've had a minimum of two, if not more, fully modern beef plants built in Mexico that are competition for that available supply of cattle today that never would have happened without Cool.
Now, one of the groups opposed to mandatory country of origin labeling along the way, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, their director of international trade, Kim Backus, says at the end of the day, M-Cool, a program, a government program that didn't work.
You know, M-Cool was not a success for us. It led to further consolidation within our industry, which means we have fewer feed yards, fewer packers competing for our cattle, which means prices are not as strong. We don't have as much leverage of producers. It also means that, you know, as you mentioned, we lost a WTO case that authorized Canada and Mexico to assess up to $1 billion in retaliatory tariffs on U.S. beef and other commodities. And as Don mentioned, you know, if it hadn't been for M-Cool, we wouldn't have seen, probably wouldn't have seen, the development of two major packing facilities and numerous feed yards in Mexico. So what did M-Cool accomplish? Well, we lost a WTO case. Looks like it encouraged more manufacturing to move to Mexico or to develop there instead of here in the United States. And it didn't add any value for producers. It did nothing at all to improve food safety or consumer confidence. So, yeah, it sounds like a great idea on paper, but it just doesn't flush out. So, you know, we've seen this come back around, people saying that, you know, we got to have, you know, all this product to the USA label, and we've got to do all this stuff. Here's the thing. If there's market demand for it, we can already do that through a voluntary process. And through a voluntary label, that's a label that actually pays premiums to producers. We don't have that, you know, because there's not a strong market demand for it. When you put a mandatory label in place, then that takes the ability away from producers to market our cattle and our product effectively. Instead, we're relying on the U.S. government to do that, and that's just not what the government's equipped to do. So, you know, we'll continue to watch as these things unfold. But, you know, this is just the same tired old story, and it we haven't seen, you know, any happy ending to it. And as long as we take that freedom and ability away from producers to market their product, market competitively, and to be paid a premium for it, and try to put that in the hands of the government, no one's going to win. History's taught us that. We don't need to repeat the mistakes of the past.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality, as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.